Why obesity will never be attractive. There's lots of complexities, oddities, and eccentricities that go into what makes someone attractive. Betty White might have the body of a Victoria's Secret model, but she has a wide range of talents and quirks that make her attractive in her own unique way. Being physically beautiful is nice, but that will only get someone so far in terms of being attractive. Certain people find weird things beautiful, and there's nothing wrong with that. Human beings have a diverse and eccentric taste in many things, especially when it comes to beauty standards. That said, there are some attributes to being attractive that are difficult to circumvent. That's not to say one particular feature is always unattractive. There's simply some logistical issues that go beyond taste. One feature that tends to become an issue every summer is that of fat acceptance. In recent years, ads using beautiful female models to promote beach bodies readiness has become controversial for reasons that are only half legitimate. The complaints are fairly standard. Using beautiful models promotes unhealthy body images. No, it doesn't. While the veracity of those concerns may have some merit, that's rarely where the complaining stops. It's not enough to protest products that use beautiful people in their advertising or movies that only ever cast attractive, relatively fit actors. For some, the entire concept of finding someone fit and thin as beautiful is detrimental. It doesn't just foster unrealistic beauty standards, it perverts the entire concept of beauty. It sends the message that fat cannot be attractive. I'm sorry, but look, some women are attractive thick, and then you got some women that their digestive tract covers their private parts, and I'm sorry, that just is not, it's not attractive. It's not kosher. At a time when obesity rates all over the world are increasing, it seems like a problem that's bound to get worse, especially if the media insists on using thin, fit models. It has given those in the fat acceptance movements, as well as those on extreme extents of the political spectrum, ample material with which to voice their outrage. Jeez, man. Oh, God. I'm looking at this picture right now, and the person's stomach is down all the way down to their private... Oh, come on, man. Now, in the spirit of sifting through the firestorm that is outrage culture, I want to make clear that there are certain traits that don't warrant shame and stigma. Someone's race, ethnicity, sexuality, and gender aren't things that they can control. Attacking someone or judging their attractiveness by those standards isn't just unreasonable. It's a dick move. When it comes to fat, however, the line gets somewhat obscure. It's true that some people are genetically predisposed to being obese. There's nothing they can do about that. I kind of disagree with that. And now also, if that's how they are, then they shouldn't be trying to go after dudes that are fit. They should go after dudes that are fat just like them. Losing weight or staying thin is just much harder for them than most people. I know this because I have relatives who are thin as a rail but eat like pigs and never gain an ounce. To that extent, I don't support shaming or stigmatizing individuals who just got dealt a bad genetic hand. Having the body of Victoria's Secret model isn't something that anyone can gain with sufficient exercise and diet. That kind of beauty is akin to winning the genetic lottery. Where fat acceptance movement loses credibility, though, is when it attempts to place fat as something that warrants a level of attractiveness on par with those who are thin. Some frame it as healthy at any size and basic body positivity, but the intended results are the same. The idea is to make those not blessed with supermodel genes feel and accepted as attractive. While I can understand and even appreciate the intentions, idealistic they might be, it can't overlook one glaring problem with that effort. It's not so much as a matter of attitudes as it is the issue of logistics. Simply put, fat will never be as attractive as thin or otherwise toned bodies. It's not because of culture, the media, or some nefarious conspiracy by the patriarchy either. It's just simple logistics. To understand, you need only look at what it takes to be fat and compare it to what it takes to be thin. Being fat is relatively easy. Eat lots of sugar, unhealthy food, and you don't get enough exercise to burn off the calories. While genetics will add numerous variations, this process is part of basic human biology. It takes a lot of work to work out, okay, and to stay in shape. He's right. And just eating, you know, fatty foods, yeah, that's easy. But to work out and to keep abs and biceps and do squats, okay, squatting, yeah, that you'll feel the burn. It takes a lot of effort. And effort should be rewarded, not something that's easy to do. To be thin and fit like the models in the Beachbody ads, you need to put in real strenuous effort. As someone who has made that effort, I can attest how difficult it is. You have to exercise discipline and changing your eating habits. You have to push yourself to exercise regularly, and that exercise is rarely pleasant. At times, it feels downright uncomfortable. However, in time, you will see the results. Those intractable difference also sends others, less obvious messages that influence how attractive someone is. When someone sees someone who is thin and fit, they don't just see their body, they see someone who's willing to put in the work to look the way they do. They also see someone who will endure physical and mental strain in order to achieve a goal. Those are all things we want in a potential partner. Conversely, seeing someone who is fat or unfit sends the message that someone doesn't care about their health. They either don't want to put in the effort to look better or don't care to look better. Then they expect other people to find them attractive without them doing anything to earn it. Beyond the physical attributes of fat, it's an attitude that's hard to make attractive in any context. On top of that, obesity does lead to a host of legitimate medical issues that go beyond beauty standards. Unlike other physical traits, it is possible to lose weight and body fat. There is a biological process for it, and there's no need for fad diets either. There are plenty of successful stories about people who put in the work and lost considerable weight. Again, such efforts are very difficult for certain people due to genetic factors that they cannot control. I know people who work out regularly but can only seem to lose so much weight. It's frustrating, but the fact they put in the effort still shows in other ways. They're healthier, they have more energy, they feel better about themselves. That makes them more attractive than anyone protesting Beachbody ads. To some extent, there needs to be some stigma against activities that are objectively unhealthy. It's how many societies have managed to reduce smoking rates. Like it or not, being too fat is unhealthy, no matter how many ads someone protests or how many plus size models get hired for underwear ads. That's not going to change. No, it's not. You're trying to force people. You know, force people to accept, to accept people who look like land whales. Come on, no. Beauty standards are subject to all sorts of trends and quirks. They always have been, and fat has been part of that for much of human history. No matter how much or how little fat is considered attractive, unhealthy traits that denote unhealthy characteristics will never reflect ideals of beauty. In the same way being attractive takes effort, being healthy, fit, and desirable to others requires hard work and a measure of discipline. Someone's ability to achieve that often says more about who they are as a person than what they look like in a bikini. Pretty much. I'm sorry, man. You can't, you know, look at it this way. Like a woman, you know, a man, right? A man who has a belly gut and it's down to almost his private parts, is hanging over his belt, and he wants to talk to a woman who's in a bikini and, you know, who's a size 3. Come on now. And she says, no, I don't like you because you're fat. That's not what she's attracted to. Okay. Well, I got money. True, but she's also thinking about the fact that you're going to be on top of her at the end of the day. And she doesn't have to. She has a choice. She doesn't have to pick somebody that's going to crush her guts, you know, being on top of her. Okay? Just keeping it real. And a lot of people just don't understand that. They want to be accepted, you know, with their fat, nasty, you know, selves. No. You need to lose weight if you want to be around fit people. If you want to date a fit partner, you don't think they don't have, you know, all that work they did to work out, and they, you want them to be with you, you're going to kill their exercise routine. You're going to have them, you know, skip healthy meals. You're probably going to cook for them things that are fat, because to cook things that are healthy is too much work, and you're not going to like the taste, but you want them to accept you for you, but you're toxic. And women would get mad. Women will start crying. Fuck your feelings. Okay? Seriously. Fuck your feelings. Because people don't have to take that. They don't. And they don't have to lose their hard work for you. Okay? And being fit is a part of being successful. It is. And that's why people will move away from unsuccessful people like this when it comes to their health. Because being fat, seeing people how fat they could get, it's unhealthy. And it causes health problems. This is why people go to the gym religiously. Because they don't want to deal with that. They don't want to spend money, you know, to handle health issues or be in a chair. Because they're too fat to move their legs, or they're too lazy to work out. And you ever notice when you talk to people like this, when you have conversations about these things? I used to have a friend like this, and she would start crying about how, oh, it's hard. Well, it's hard. Well, you don't think it was hard to work out? But you want that, right? You want that guy with the chiseled body, right? No. Okay? Either go through the pain, or find somebody who's just as fat as you. But you notice they won't do that. They won't. Because, you know, oh, fat and fat don't go. Well, sometimes fat and fit people don't go. People don't want to have sex with land whales. They don't want to relive. They don't want to feel like they're reliving a Moby Dick novel. They don't. Man the harpoons! This is Red Pill Man. Cheers.